On May 14, 1948, the Jewish National Council proclaimed the birth of the modern state of Israel. Was this unprecedented event foretold by the ancient prophets, or was it merely an accident of history? We'll find out today, right here on Messianic Perspectives. Shalom, and welcome to Messianic Perspectives, a daily program where we look into the scriptures from a distinctive first century Jewish point of view. This is Liz Aiello. Today, Gary Hedrick is leading our discussion about whether or not the modern state of Israel is a fulfillment of Bible prophecy. I'll be back a little later with information about a special offer, so have your pencil and paper ready. And now, with today's installment, here's Gary.
Welcome, listening friend, to another edition of the program. It's good to have you on board today as we continue our series of studies dealing with the question of whether or not the rebirth of Israel in 1948 was a fulfillment of Bible prophecy. And we've been talking about this remarkable passage over here in Matthew chapter 24, where our Lord outlines a series of prophetic trends whereby his followers can know that the end of the age is approaching. And we said the first of those trends is that of latter-day religious deception, false messiahs and false prophets. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Matthew 24:5. Now bear in mind that the events he describes here in Matthew chapter 24 are things that occur during the tribulation period. That's the context. And we're asking for trouble hermeneutically if we try to apply the events of Matthew 24 to the church age, because it just doesn't work. But here's the key to this whole discussion of whether or not signs are for the church age. Here it is. Along with the specific events that are prophesied in Matthew 24, our Lord also outlines a series of prophetic trends, T-R-E-N-D-S, trends that will develop as we approach the time of the end. And these trends represent developments that could very easily be detected in the latter part of the church age leading up to the tribulation. You see, that's where some of us have missed the boat. We've been saying, the rapture is a signless event, the rapture is a signless event, and that's true. There are no specific prophesied events that will precede the rapture of the church. Even most of the passages that prophesy Israel's restoration to the land are referring to the ingathering at the end of the tribulation, not to the events that occurred in 1948. All of that is true. But listen, there are some very significant prophetic trends that will precede the rapture of the church because they will develop gradually over a long period of time. Don't you think it's rather ludicrous to assume that every trend that's outlined in Matthew chapter 24 is limited strictly to that 7-year time span? Doesn't it stand to reason that some of these trends will be observable, at least in their embryonic form, long before the rapture takes place? I think so. The first of these prophetic trends is the one our Lord gives in verse 5. Look at it, Matthew 24, 5. This is where he says, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. It's a latter-day deception. False messiahs and false prophets who will deceive many, according to the Bible. Let's take it one step farther. Not only is this a latter-day deception, but it's a latter-day religious deception. You see, all that sails under the guise of religion is not necessarily kosher, my friend. All that sails under the guise of Christianity is not necessarily kosher. We see it all the time, especially in older people. Bless their hearts. They see some guy on television and he portrays himself as a preacher of the gospel. And even if he's preaching something that's totally, completely wrong, many of them swallow it hook, line, and sinker because they don't know any better. They're so good-hearted. The thought doesn't even occur to most of them that someone would try to deceive them. But the truth is that there's probably more religious deception going on today than at any other time in the last 2,000 years. You remember the case of Peter Popoff a few years ago? It was on television. He was a faith healer who would go out into his audience and call people by name, people he had never met before, and then he would pretend to have a word of knowledge. But he was exposed during his San Francisco crusade by two men, James Randi and Paul Kurtz. They found out that this preacher had a miniature radio receiver in his ear, and his wife was sending him information from one of the balconies in the San Francisco Coliseum. Some of those transmissions were actually recorded and played on national television later when they exposed this preacher. His wife would say things like, "Okay, her name is Alice, and she's there to your right. No, 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 right, to your right, in the blue blouse. She lives at such and such an address, and she's praying for her daughter, Joy, who has allergies." So he'd walk up to this poor woman and call her by name. He'd say, "Alice, God just told me that you've got a daughter who's suffering from a terrible allergic condition. Isn't that right?" And poor Alice would say, well, yes, that's right. And then he'd say, "And your daughter's name is Joy. Isn't that right?" And Alice would say, "Well, yes, that's right." And then he'd say, "Well, I've got good news for you, Alice. God is going to heal your daughter." And he had that audience eating out of his hand. But it was a deliberate religious scam, deception. Preying on good people, sincere people, when they're most vulnerable, pretending that God was speaking to him. But this man's information wasn't coming from God at all. It was coming from 39.17 megahertz on his radio dial in his ear, from his wife upstairs in the balcony. But do you know what? It's not just Mr. Popoff. There's a lot more of it going on than most people realize. And do you know what's sad? It's sad that it takes Primetime Live, or 2020, or Geraldo Rivera, or Nightline, or some other secular program to expose these religious frauds. The world is policing the church, when we should be policing ourselves. The Bible says that judgment begins at the house of God. That's what church discipline is all about. And if we can't discipline ourselves, God will bring in someone else to discipline us on his behalf. Just like he brought the Babylonians down on Israel in the Old Testament. You see, that's what we're talking about. It's a latter-day trend toward religious deception. People coming in Christ's name, but they're deceivers. Now, I'm spending more time on this than I'd planned to, but this is very, very important. Let me show you one more passage quickly. Matthew chapter 7, beginning in verse 21. Listen to what Jesus says. "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven." In other words, lip service means nothing. What really counts is what you and I do. Now look what he says in verse 22. "Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." You say, does that mean some of these false prophets can work miracles? That's exactly what it says, my friend. First of all, these are people who call Jesus Lord. They say, "Lord, Lord." Secondly, they claim to speak for God. "Have we not prophesied in thy name?" Third, they deal in the supernatural, casting out demons, and they work miracles. But they're just as lost as they can be. He says, "I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." It's a trend toward more and more religious deception as we approach the end of the age. And there's no doubt in my mind that we're seeing this trend develop in our generation. Did you know that there are more cults in existence today than at any other time in the history of the world? The Mormons are growing by leaps and bounds. The Jehovah's Witnesses, Christian Science, the Unitarians, the Moonies, Baha'i, Scientology, and a huge assortment of New Age cults, all of them growing by leaps and bounds. Astrology is more popular now than ever before. You can dial a 900 number and pay 20 or 30 bucks to have your chart done. And people do it because they believe their destiny is influenced by the sign under which they were born. As a matter of fact, did you know that's where the term New Age comes from? From astrology. because they believe there's a new star age about every 2,200 years. And the star age that we're emerging from right now has been the age of Pisces. Pisces is the constellation of the fish, and the sign of the fish is associated with Christianity. Even the early church used the fish as a means of identification among Christians. And according to astrology, the earth has been under the influence of Pisces, the fish, symbolizing the church. For 2,000 years, it's been the age of Pisces, but the age of Aquarius will begin in AD 2200. So the age of Pisces is drawing to a close, and we are seeing the dawn of a new age, the age of Aquarius. And the Aquarian age is supposed to be a time when the world frees itself of the Judeo-Christian influence and begins to focus on humanism and the occult. Spirit guides, reincarnation, astral projection, mind control, those are all New Age terms, New Age concepts, and they're all associated with the occult. So that's the first prophetic trend that I believe we're seeing in our generation, that of widespread religious deception and delusion. Well, that's all of our time for today. We'll continue here in Matthew chapter 24 on the next program. I'll see you then. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Gary. And thank you, listening friend, for tuning in today. You know, with everything that's been happening recently in the Middle East, it's vital that Christians understand what the Bible says about this important piece of real estate. Has God given up on His people, Israel, like the replacement theologians would have us believe? Is God finished with the Jewish people, as some people claim? Absolutely not. In fact, nearly 2,000 years after the destruction of the temple, God is now beginning to deal with His people, Israel, in a very specific way. All the information you need on this timely subject is right here on one convenient CD. It's available for a gift of just $6 or more to the Ministry of Messianic Perspectives. Just ask for series number GT12. The title is simply The Rebirth of Israel in 1948. Was it a fulfillment of prophecy? Just visit our secure online store at messianicspecialties.com to place your order. If you would prefer to order by mail, just address your request to Messianic Perspectives, P.O. Box 345, San Antonio, Texas, 78292. To order by phone, use our toll-free order line from the U.S. The number is 1-800-926-5397. Let me remind you that when you order the materials we offer here on the program, you're not only enabling us to remain here on your station, but you're also helping us take the good news of Yeshua HaMashiach to Jewish people and Gentiles all over the world. Even if you're one of our regular listeners, you still may not know that we're much more than just a radio program. Messianic Perspectives is sponsored by CJF Ministries, one of the largest missionary organizations in the world. We currently have missionary families serving the Lord all over the world, including the United States, Canada, South America, England, France, and of course, Israel. So when you write, consider helping us with a gift above the suggested amount. We'd be very grateful. Have you enjoyed this edition of Messianic Perspectives? Why not continue to learn about the Jewish roots of your Christian faith by inviting a speaker from CJF Ministries? Call our toll-free number, 1-800-926-5397, and we'll be happy to handle all of the details. And as always, when you're in touch with us, please mention the call letters of this station. If you're listening to our webcast or podcast, we need to know that too. This is Liz Aiello. Join us next time, won't you, as Dr. Gary Hedrick continues our series on The Rebirth of Israel in 1948. Was it a fulfillment of prophecy? Right here on Messianic Perspectives. Messianic Perspectives is sponsored by CJF Ministries of San Antonio, Texas, and is made possible on this station by the free will contributions of our listeners in this area.